Hey, I'm back. It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, updating you all with the latest in Hollywood from BeStylistic.com with the Stylistic Report for Thursday, November 11th. Honey, now, you know these celebs never fail us with the drama, and I only have a few minutes to squeeze all this in, so let me hurry up and get into it. You know, there are just three names that can't seem to stay out of the news. Lil Wayne, T.I., and Kanye West. How about the documents of T.I.'s probation terms for when he's released in 11 months have hit the net? And if you ask me, he's still gonna be in a jail cell. According to these docs, Tip will not be allowed to leave the Northern District of Georgia, which is Atlanta, Gainesville, Rome, and Noonan, unless he can prove it's for verified employment within the U.S. So yeah, he can't even leave the country. Don't get the court system twisted, because he can't leave Northern Georgia for more than 7 calendar days per month or for more than 7 days in a row. It doesn't stop there. As long as T.I. is on probation, he cannot drive his Maybach. Nope. Tip can't drive anybody's vehicle, honey. He can't own guns or dangerous weapons, and T.I. must participate in a drug alcohol testing and treatment program. Sidebar. Because you remember he had said he had a drug problem and stuff when he was trying to persuade a judge to drop the charges. I see you, T.I. Now you can get all the help you had claimed you need. At least Tip can spend lots of quality time with his wife and kids. Hey, Tiny. I guess it's time for Lil Wayne to call Maury, because he may be the father. Dun, dun, dun. Here's the story of a man named Weezy, who's being stalked by some random chick's mother. Dun, dun, to take a paternity test to see if he is the father of a 8-year-old girl or a boy. Oh boy, Weezy, you got kids all over this damn country. I hope this one isn't yours. The funny thing is, the birth mother is not pursuing this case, nor is she listed in the documents. So if you ask me, this chick doesn't know who her baby daddy is, and she just doesn't know how to break the news to her mama that she may just in fact be a hoe. BeStylistic.com will let you know the results of this DNA test when Lil Wayne answers the court by December 9th. Poor Weezy, how you doing? Okay, everyone, I need you guys to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, because Antoine Dyson is moving to Hollywood. Okay, I know your face is twisted up like, for what? But Antoine Dotson is making his 15 minutes last for a few more hours by first of all going on the George Lopez show and telling the world that he's going to be filming a reality TV show in Hollywood. And now he's working on his first official music hit. And in case you didn't know, Antoine has an iPhone app, ringtones, and he was this year's most popular Halloween costume. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, though. All I can say is work, Twan. You know you get 2 snaps of twisting the kiss from BeStylistic.com. Hey. Okay, now who is on Twitter? Because one of your favorite celeb Twitterers quit Twitter a few weeks ago due to a crazy Twitter stalker. R&B singer Monica went on Big Ticker's popular morning radio show to explain that this person has been stalking her whereabouts for the past 6 years. You can read the full details on Monica and her stalker and why she decided to return to Twitter on BeStylistic.com. Child, these people are just stupid these days, ain't they? They have no lives, and I super duper can't with them today. Okay, let me give you guys the latest daily Kanye West news, because like I said earlier, he stays in the headlines. A couple of days ago, Kanye went the hell off on a Twitter rant, letting Matt Lauer of the Today Show know that he did not appreciate being made a fool of during his interview. Kanye became instantly pissed off when Matt Lauer tried to bully an apology out of him for punk-ass former President George Bush. And if that wasn't enough, he was asked about the Taylor Swift stunt for the 511th time. So while Kanye was trying to give a heartfelt, thoughtful answer to clearing up the MTV incident, the Today Show started replaying the horrific experience in the background of his emo answer. And that's when Kanye snapped. You can get all the way into that video that aired today on the Today Show on BeStylisty.com. There's definitely some must-see TV over there, honey. Ladies, before I go, I'm gonna have to break your hearts real fast. Guess which R&B heartthrob is being dragged out of the closet for the second time this year? You'll never guess. I'll give you 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, it's up. Yep, it's Trey Songz, baby, and his alleged boyfriend has been feeding the internet all the tea about their sizzling hot relationship. And you can read all about that at, you know where, BeStylisty.com. All I can say is, Trey has real, real nice taste in men, honey, hey. Because this boy is fine. Yes, you know I got pics of his lover all on BeStylisty, so y'all better damn get into it. I'm like, oh my gosh, how could I forget to tell you guys that I leaked Kanye's album last night on my site? Yep. While you're over there reading about Trey Songz being a homo, you can download Kanye's new My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy album. The only thing is that it's the clean version, so that's how I know Def Jam leaked it. But let me tell you, it's amazing. And I'm totally buying his album on November 23rd because I need to hear all those foul lyrics that they bleeped out. Hello? Well, that's it for this week, my little stylistics. You know these celebs start the drama and I keep up the mess, okay? So you know what to do. Log on to BeStylisty.com so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you. But I'm a BeStylistic because I am Miss Stylistic, honey, and I am O-U-T. Goodbye and see you next week, T-Mill.